This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have to talk about the Miami Heat, unfortunately, though, Hollywood.
Oh, boy.
You know, I do the pre-halftime and post-game show. And
how's that going?
Bro, yesterday was just mad. It was gut-wrenching but maddening because the shot Cade Cunningham hit summed up the Miami Heat season in a shot right there. You play the best basketball you've played in 2 weeks while you're riding an 8-game losing streak. You put yourself in a position against the Pistons to go into overtime. Bam and Tyler play out of their minds the entire game. You finally get a good game with Khalil Ware again, first time in months. Duncan gave you points. You had a scoring punch off the bench. You go 3 quarters and 10 minutes of good basketball, and then Cade Cunningham banked it off the back of the backboard, and you lose at the buzzer. I mean, it summed up the Heat season perfectly last night.
We started off the morning show with Jax's call on that. I think he ended it by saying the nightmare continues.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's tough for this team. I don't know how they snap out. I don't think they do snap out of it, to be quite honest. The season's over in, 3 weeks?
Yeah.
So while we're getting close to the finish line, I just wonder if we go into Family Fest on Saturday on a 10-game losing streak.
Well, guess what?
I'd like to have some friendly faces out there when we go out there on Saturday.
The Heat are on a 9-game losing streak. They're 11 games below 500. 11 yeah. games below 500 with 13 games remaining. And tomorrow, Houston comes into town riding an 8-game win streak.
So I said something this morning. I don't know where you come out on this, and I got jumped for it. But I think the Heat, on paper, have a good roster.
No, for sure. That's the most frustrating part about
them. Don't they?
Yeah, it's what we've been talking
about. And maybe not
about
a good roster. Let me step back. Good enough to beat the Pistons at home, the Hornets at home. Like, you should be good enough to beat those kinds of teams at home, right?
They're good enough to be where they've been the past couple of years, which is a 7 or an 8 seed, and you know, a couple games out of a top 6 seed, and just be hanging out, just be hanging around, and be a playing tournament team, and be the 7 or 8 seed, and that's it. Like, they're good enough for that. But that's the scary part about watching this team lose 9 straight games, Hollywood. It's that they're not trying to lose 9 straight games at the end of March. They're trying to win.
Yeah, I heard something weird the other day. They said they're trying to figure out how to play without Jimmy Butler. And it's like, well, you guys essentially did play without Jimmy Butler while he was here. But I think that's where this whole thing turned turned in the wrong direction, man, when you kind of jerked him around in the offseason. You didn't want to give him the contract. You have to know. I compared Jimmy a lot to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
These guys are so mentally fragile. You know, you can't screw with these guys. And it was like when Jimmy was coming off his, like, third suspension, and he goes into the shoot-around, and they go, well, you're going to come off the bench tonight. And he just takes his ball and goes home, right? And it's like, you just can't do that with these guys. You can't tell Tyreek Hill he's not going to be a captain because he's going to go into a downward spiral. Like, you can't screw with these guys, right? They're so mentally fragile. So I just think from the beginning, the thing with Jimmy was doomed. And this season was not meant to be. Now, I don't know where they go. This is more you could tell me. I don't know what the heck they do moving forward here. And we even had the conversation this morning. How much longer does Riley do this? I know it's his 80th birthday, but how much longer does Riley keep plugging away at this thing?
Happy birthday. If you didn't
ask that question at some point.
If you didn't think the replies on Instagram or on Twitter to the Heat's Terry Rozier birthday post could get any worse, go look at what Heat fans are saying about Pat Riley.
What happened to Terry Rozier ever since he got that little gambling thing that he was involved in?
Before that, he had the neck injury last year, came back this year, was supposed to be a starter, was awful as a starter. The Heat had a negative net rating with him in the starting lineup, and he has been, without a doubt, a huge letdown.
Yeah.
You gave up a first-round pick for him, and he has been a massive, massive letdown. Didn't even play last night. Coach's decision, just not even getting minutes anymore, and it's the best the Heat have looked. It's a fair question about Pat Riley.